The proposal from House leadership was presented in a Republican caucus on Tuesday this week. Representative Jim Dunnigan chairs the health care reform task force that's been examining the state's options on Medicaid expansion. The proposal that he presented, however, does not come out of the recommendations of the task force. It's an altogether new proposal that Dunnigan hopes will be acceptable to lawmakers who do not trust the federal government.
There are a lot of legislators that are leery from doing a more traditional federal government desired Medicaid expansion when we have concerns that we don't know if the federal government will live up to their end on the financing.
House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart has said this session she does not want to accept any federal funds to expand Medicaid, but the proposal would still require some federal funding. It would extend the existing primary care network, which is a limited benefit plan that already exists in Utah and is 70% funded by the federal government. The proposal also calls for some premium assistance for those who have an employer-based health plan. Dunnigan estimates it would cost the state about $30 million a year. Democrats called a press conference to criticize the proposal. Senator Jim DeBacchus called it irresponsible and said it ignored all of the work that stakeholders have put into the decision over the past year.
Rejecting this money that we've already paid for, sending it back to Washington so they can give it to other states, makes no sense whatsoever.
Democratic Senator Luz Robles serves on the Social Services Appropriations Committee, and she doesn't see how the proposal could be approved this legislative session.
I don't see how they're going to pass a whole bill with the amount of money that they're needing to cover them. Even if they go through charity care, there needs to be some resources allocated.
Representative Jim Dunnigan says the Senate Republican caucus will discuss his proposal on Thursday. Senate leaders may come out with a different proposal. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.